Okay, my guys. So this last time I talked about how I cope with a whole lot, cope with stress, cope with my emotional stuffs and everything that it encompasses. I talked about it. So if you have not listened to that episode, oh yeah, it is We Go There All Right episode. You have to listen to it. So I felt it right to bring discussions from my friends, my friends and colleagues. And the first recording I had with two friends, I don't know what happened. I couldn't find the recording, so that is actually off the hook now. But I was able to get others, and it was a very nice discussion with my friends. Or people can have weird and crazy way of handling stuff. Yeah, but personally, everybody have their own way of things. Everybody have their own way of handling things, and it would be very nice to hear all of these different points of views. It's so very interesting. So it's been a very interesting discussion with them. Well, before we delve into that, my week has been great. I had a test. It was nice. I tried my best. Tried my best to write my best. I tried my best to write my best. So, without sticking around for too long, we have to go listen to these guys. You have to sit tight and listen to all of what they have to say. It was a very interesting time. Stick around, guys. Let's go listen to them. Let's go listen to them. I hope that we will be able to deduce one or two things from their own point of view. We are students, so it's going to be monopolized with students, and we are at the eve of exams right now. So this will surround the struggle of school and everything that comes with. So stick around, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, please. I want to know personally how you cope with stress. Like, now we exam day near, how you take try sustain the team, make you know overwhelming.
I don't care about it.
She's off.
No, put your mind there. That's just it.
Okay.
No, put your mind for there at all. Sleep, eat normal. I have like sleep well, eat normal.
Just do your best.
Just do your best. That's just
no kill yourself.
Look, you cannot kill yourself. That's just it. Do your best. If you know that, okay, you can do out of 100%, you can do 60%. Do 60% and have some rest.
All right.
Problem with the finishing.
Okay, moving on to Florence. I think she will be very philosophical about it, because I'm seeing plenty of sense in her head. Okay, Florence.
Actually, before I start the task, before I do something, I actually know it is of more priority to me, of more importance. I will be like, okay, this is the effort I require to finish it.
Really? Okay.
So I prepare my mind for what I'm going to do. So I try to calculate the level of stress, level of work I intend to do. Alright, so with that in mind, I position myself to whatever it takes, because I'm fixing my mind on the goal actually. Sometimes I place it higher than myself.
Wow.
Because of what I want actually. So when I get into the work proper, sometimes the stress can be very overwhelming that you can be like, no, I'll step down the goal.
So how do you,
what I do is actually check myself. What do you really want?
Watch movies.
I watch movies when I finish the task.
Oh,
really? When it's like I've been so torn, I've been so, you get bruised, and so I'm like, ha, after now, nah, this is what I'll be like. I'll binge watch movies. I'll feel useless, in quotes, like.
Must you get to that useless?
Because I've exhausted. I don't know if you understand. I've exhausted myself. I've done like. I'm so exhausted. I don't know if you get so the stress. I prefer to stress myself while working, and then after that, I actually feed myself.
It's a whole lot.
The amount that causes the stress.
Okay.
So that's actually, I eat before stress. Very important. It keeps me food, passion, the goal.
What about drinking? People who drink when they are stressed.
Drink, right?
Yeah.
Now, if I'm very stressed, I'll pause or take a break and then get my mind off it. Do what makes me feel relaxed.
Okay. Interesting. All right. I have another person here with me. Emilia. Emilia is my very good friend. So the world is going to hear from Emilia now. And this my Oga. He just bought a new phone. What was his name? Kelvin. And Paula. Paula. Kelvin, come. Kelvin also wants to talk. This is an open question. How do you deal with stress?
Stress.
Yes, when you're overwhelmed by a whole lot, how do you deal with it?
Very simple and short. I go home
and sleep.
Take my bed and sleep.
Just that.
Just that.
So when you wake up now.
So when I wake up, I'll be feel the strength
to continue.
To continue.
Aye. Let's so what's your favorite food?
Chicken. My favorite food.
I saw you eating chicken the other day.
My dear, my favorite food is swallow.
Swallow.
Oh.
Any type.
Not any type of
I don't like okra.
I like okra.
Ah.
I like afro. I like melon.
How you didn't know?
Melon. They ask you. They ask you. I became beef. Oh, she
has said it all.
Those are my favorites.
Ah, interesting. Okay, thank you. Sorry, who am I even calling you, Emanuela? Emilia, what's up?
I'm okay.
How do you deal with stress?
Deal with stress. For me, the best way to deal with stress is to take a break.
Okay.
Eat some comfort food.
Why is it always food?
I don't know, there's this comfort food brings.
So you eat
not
food.
Every type of food.
Okay.
Some certain type of food. Comfort food like chocolate.
You like chocolate?
Yes.
Sigh. Okay.
Yeah, eat some comfort food, relax, sleep for a bit. When you wake up, you
come back and continue.
Yes, to be refreshed.
That's great. How are you preparing for the exams?
We're getting there. Some days I just want to leave the negativity in my head. I just want relief from my stress. I just want relief from my stress. Some days I don't want to see or have a bunch of people to impress. I just want relief from my stress. Yeah, I just want relief. I just want to be okay, so I have another friend here with me, Thelma. Thelma is always working with one particular person. She has three group of friends. Don't worry, let me not mention it. Okay, so Thelma is going to share with us what she does to de-stress and how to cope with everything, how she has been coping, especially with school work and stuff like that. Thank you. So listen to Thelma. Thelma, oh yeah, shoot. Okay.
What do you do when you're really stressed, like very, very stressed?
Okay, what I do when I'm stressed in this reading time, sometimes when I'm stressed, I'll just stop reading and I'll find something else to do. Maybe go out.
Used to stroll.
Yes, go strolling and then I'll come back. Because when I stroll, I see things that are interesting, okay, and that will make me forget about the burden of reading. And then, or sometimes I watch movies.
You watch movies recently?
Something else. Yes.
Which one?
Anyone. I just go to African Magic. Just find me there.
African Magic. This will show interesting movies there.
I don't know. Yes, I do. Then I'll come back to my reading.
Fine. I don't like Nollywood.
So that's it.
That's all. Yeah. Well, you know what Perpetual does?
I don't know.
Perpetual will definitely watch movie. Thank you, dear. Thank you for your time. I have Joshua here and Benita. Benita has been very shy. She does not want to talk. Benita has been very shy. And Joshua is my namesake. I don't know why we're actually sharing the same name, but I prefer calling him Caleb. Yeah. So Caleb will share with us how he manages stress. And Benita also, that has been very shy, will also share with us how he manages stress. One black girl is also peeping. I don't know if she's going to talk, but I have two persons here. Yeah? Joshua, I think I should begin with you. Should I begin with Benita?
No, let me just please say something.
Okay.
Okay, actually, you ought to have told me before now, so I could
prepare yourself.
I prepared myself more. On the whole, it's not something I should cook up.
Yeah.
Because it should be something inherent.
Yes.
That should flow.
Definitely, everybody does it.
Actually, I'm a kingdom oriented.
You came for night class.
Yes, I came for night class.
Kingdom oriented, so you pray.
I used to at some point listen to kingdom worship.
Okay.
Kingdom worship songs. I can elevate
in the spirit.
Yes, in the spirit, and as such, when I'm in the spirit,
everything is possible.
I'm in the spirit. Yes, all the stress in the flesh are weighed down.
So, if you're actually telling this somebody practically, the person that does not go to church, so
the person may not really
understand.
Okay. No, at some point I have to watch movies, but initially I used not to be a movie type.
Which means who initiated you?
Just a friend from Imo State, who is actually a photography final year student.
Watching movies.
Yes.
Interesting.
Watching movies.
So what about movies?
I actually watch American movies, educative ones.
Okay.
Educative ones. Not all these Nollywood, Amaka love Emeka, and Emeka does not love Amaka, all those sort of things.
Okay. Thank you very much. Benita, your turn.
Okay. What I do?
Okay, speak
up. Boring, actually.
It's boring.
I practice yoga.
You do yoga?
Yeah. Helps.
How did you learn it? How many minutes?
Like 10-15 minutes.
Wait, you watch video or were you initiated into the class?
I just do it.
You cross your leg, you sit down and you carry your hands up. I don't understand.
You also carry your hands up. Like, you can just lie down, like the crocodile pose, the child pose.
You even know poses. Are you kidding me?
It helps you meditate.
Okay.
Most times I just listen to music.
You don't watch movies?
I do, but not always.
Some people say they sleep. They don't sleep.
It's
not help. When you come back, have a... I would really love to do this yoga of a thing, oh. But seriously, how long have you been doing it?
So, anytime I just feel stressed. Almost times I make videos, like...
The one I've been seeing on your WhatsApp.
I use that one used to help.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Okay, so I have Justina. Yeah, she'll be the first. She says she does not want to talk, but she will talk. Justina, please, I want to really find out how do you absorb stress? We are in the school system and we have a whole lot. So when it becomes very overwhelming, like the normal you choke, how do you take distract yourself? Me like this, at the wash field. If I no wash film, I go. Who like to listen to music or write? I used to sit, I used to write my poem, collect small dollars here and there, and pay tithes to Emma. So, what do you actually do if I can imitate your own process?
For me, I must confess, I'm a lazy student. Once I'm stressed up, I gossip. I gossip, and when I'm fed up, I sleep. That's how I do my stress.
So when you come back, when you wake up, you feel refreshed?
Yes, I feel refreshed. I like talking.
Ah.
I talk a lot. So once I'm stressed out, I start gisting. I look for any gist and start gisting.
You just cover the book?
Yes, I cover my book and start gisting.
Hi.
Yes, that's what
any
I
type
do.
Of gist.
Yes.
Whether I get head or tail, you know.
I say gossip.
All right. I think that's very productive.
Because once I watch movie, I sleep off. I'm not the movie type. So once I just start watching movie, just know that I just want to sleep.
Even when you're watching with somebody.
I sleep off. That's me.
So if I want to take you out on a date and we go to the cinema.
My dear, you just want me to go and sleep. Or you buy me enough popcorn, enough ice cream to keep me awake.
All right, thank you. Emma, over to you. I know you will rap, you will release new tracks and the rest, and vibe to others. So tell us, please, what are those your own personal coping mechanisms?
Okay. First things first, my name is 29 Flows. Yeah, I'm a rapper. Yeah, that's my rap name.
Well, how about this?
Okay, the thing, basically, stress, talking about stress, how I absorb stress or cope with it, is the fact that I admit that there will always be stress, like this thing has to be there. So yes. I like accept the fact that stress is necessary, stress is inevitable. So sometimes I'm not even stressed because I see it as a normal thing. It has to be there. So it's actually when you think about this stress, when you actually think about stress, that's when the stress will be there.
Okay.
For me, I don't see it. I see it like the normal thing. So it has to be there.
So there have never been a point where it becomes very overwhelming.
Yeah, there's been points like that. It's not actually the system that makes it happen. It's sometimes the inability of me to get this money and stuff like that. And that's when it becomes stressing to me. But everything being normal, I don't see stress in the thing.
Wow.
But whenever those factors I mentioned comes in, things that I just do is, you know, I should recommend this guy, Chance the Rapper.
Oh, yeah. He came to Ghana, during December.
Yeah.
I met Sarkodie. I'm expecting a track from them, so.
Chance the Rapper song. Yeah, Chance the Rapper song are actually like speaking to your soul kind of vibe. So whenever I listen to stuff like that, I get calm.
The one he featured Justina, Holy. Sorry, is it Justina?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Yeah, why am I even talking Justina? Justin Bieber, Holy.
Justin Bieber, Holy.
That's, I think that song, immediately you listen to it once, you will definitely want to listen to it again. Especially that is part.
Yeah.
That is part. And which other song is that? Which one is your favorite?
I have so many songs.
You have his album.
Five-year plan, acid rap.
Jesus. So I'm just talking about one, and you have how many albums? Well, it's very interesting.
So that just it. I accept the fact that there will be stress. So I don't see stress as anything.
Ah. Well, I think I will actually adopt this plan. But little things get to me. Yeah, that's just it. And I think I. Guys, I think I have another person here who still doesn't want to talk, but she's going to talk. I literally just bumped into her and I want her to talk. Her name is Radne. Very strange name. Very, very strange. So she's going to share with us. She's going to share with us how she has been coping with all of the stress. It's exam eve. And down here in school, we have a whole lot to contending with our attention, but how do you in your own perspective absorb the stress, not to overwhelm you, not to suppress you, not to suffocate you? I think that I've been able to explain myself, right? So tell us about you. She's looking very beautiful today. Very, very beautiful.
Really?
She's on a red top, a red blouse, and a black skirt, her tight.
I'm
trying as much as I can to, okay, she will just share her own thoughts about the question with us. Thank you. So we should definitely listen to her. She has a very nice voice too. I don't even know why I'm praising her. I don't know. So tell us about how you've been coping.
Oh my god. Okay.
Don't come and bust my podcast. I'm still the anchor.
So concerning school stress, I've been coping with it gradually, and it's not been easy, but just one step at a time.
Okay.
And people around you. I think people I surround myself with actually makes life fun a little bit.
So you have been gossiping?
I have been talking, please.
No, normal. Girls do gossip.
I used to have the kind of gossip you won't gossip.
So what do you actually gossip about? What do you want to talk about?
Not gossiping, just talk. And just crack jokes and make fun of each other. And they just start doing little by little. That just happens. No overwhelm is with everything. And with the whole exams and everything, just small by small.
Mm-hmm.
So, I read one book at a time. Those two things lead to not everything. I don't be thinking so much about the deadlines of the exam, because the more you think about it, the more I see you have no support, and you have to just keep it in. Your heart is just increasing daily and everything, and you cannot get so depressed if you're not covered up like a lot of the coursework. It's that fine. So just have in the back of your mind that your exam is there, but you cannot come and kill yourself. I can't kill myself. Oh, no. I go to